coal stockpiles at U.S. power plants recently hit their lowest point in more than a decade. That's according to data from the Department of Energy. Coal plants have been closing at a record pace in recent years. One of them is the Paradise Fossil Plant in western Kentucky. In February, the Tennessee Valley Authority voted to close the last coal-fired unit at Paradise, despite objections from President Trump. Now, after decades dependent on the coal industry, the residents of Muhlenberg County are trying to plan for an uncertain future. Here and Now's Chris Bentley reports.
This is what a power plant sounds like.
John Rogers is a land manager for Rogers Brothers Coal. His company has helped feed the Paradise Fossil Plant with coal for decades. 50-foot-high piles of coal sit near the plant's three cooling towers. The plant burns more than a million short tons of coal each year. But by the end of 2020, John and his cousin Jim Rogers will need to find a new client. And they're not happy about it.
What you see here has kept this country a world leader, and it can do so in the future. But we have to use common sense. You know, you can't just overnight say, well, we're going to completely change our energy portfolio. In time, we can, but the technology has to be there.
Both of the Rogers are former coal miners, so common sense for them would be a private investor buying the plant from the Tennessee Valley Authority and keeping it alive. But Jim Rogers says if that doesn't happen, there are other places to sell coal from Muhlenberg County, which has depended on the coal industry since Kentucky's first commercial coal mine opened here in 1820.
There are markets literally all over the world for that coal. So not a problem selling the coal, but
the problem is burning it here.
Yeah, that's the issue, and how it affects the population here.
In fact, the coal mine just a few miles down the road is ramping up its production, even as the TVA winds down its operations at the power plant. Dump trucks haul tons of coal from a huge pile. More coal pours off conveyor belts that run deep underground. A Trump 2020 flag hangs off one of them. Coal jobs have been on the decline for decades in the U.S., but they've plummeted more than 40% between the beginning of 2012 and 2017, according to the Department of Labor, and remained relatively steady since then. High maintenance and regulatory compliance costs make it hard for aging coal plants like the one in Paradise to compete with cheap natural gas and renewables. But coal exports have rebounded under President Trump to their highest levels in 5 years, with India, Europe, and Japan buying more as new tariffs curb demand from China. Rogers says those exports have saved the U.S. coal industry from complete collapse.
He's trying, within his ability, to help keep this industry alive. But as far as us in the coal field seeing a lot of change, it's been minimal. I will tell you this. I believe that we have a coal industry still existing, albeit maybe a glimmer of what it once was, because of President Trump.
This coal mine might get by for now on exports, but the closure of the Paradise Power Plant is still a huge hit to the regional economy. Curtis McGee is the judge executive of Muhlenberg County.
The last thing you want to happen is for a steam plant to stop burning coal. In a coal-producing county, in a county that has been relying upon coal for so many years, I don't know how our community will recover from that.
McGee says when the plant closes, the economic impacts will ripple across the region, far beyond the coal industry itself.
Because it takes trade workers to keep that unit up and going. For example, it takes iron workers and boilermakers and plumbers and pipe fitters and carpenters and Teamster truck drivers and electricians, and the list goes on and on. So that's, again, a big hit to us. I think everything from the dollar store to the timber industry is affected by this unit closing down.
And while few people here want to see the coal industry disappear completely, some say the local economy has long been too dependent on a single industry. Peggy Williams grew up in a family of coal miners and became the regional president of Old National Bank. As coal continues to decline, she says, more change is coming for Western Kentucky.
And we think that change can be for good. I think that you'll see that our culture has changed in the next 5 or 10 years, and that will be for the better.
Williams now chairs the board of the Muhlenberg County Alliance for Progress, a local economic development group. The group is trying to attract new employers to the county, promoting industries besides coal, like the local lumber mills and nearby aluminum and plastics factories. Williams says she can't imagine there being a time when there's not a need for coal, but that Muhlenberg County's economy will have to diversify in the next few years nonetheless. And she's optimistic that it can.
The people that are here love the community, and so they're resilient. We have a lot of pride, and so we will look for ways to keep ourselves strong and viable.
We had all of our Easter eggs in one basket, if you will.
Gary Jones is the director of the Muhlenberg County Alliance for Progress. Decades ago, he left a young career in teaching to follow his father's path into the coal mines.
And so I went to the mines, and by doing so, my salary my first year in 1975 at the mines was about 2.5 times more than what my teaching salary was.
He was laid off in 1992, 2 years shy of the 20 years he would have needed to work to get full retirement benefits. But Jones has fond memories of his time in the coal business.
I'm sort of one of these dress-up guys that, you know, kind of clean-cut. Everybody, my wife couldn't even believe, said, you're going to work in the mines, but I did like it.
What did you like about it?
I think the difference of just being outside, not being confined to a room or an office all day or a cubicle, I like the freedom of that, and I did different jobs, so the challenge of doing something new, learning something new. I don't know, it's just something, I guess you grow up with it, and Muhlenberg County people, we maybe look at it a little different than other folks, but I'm also realistic enough to know that coal will never play the role in Muhlenberg County as big a scale as it once did. I would like for it to, but the possibilities of looking at that realistically is probably not going to.
Jones and Peggy Williams are planning for the likelihood that coal will never sustain the economy in Muhlenberg County the way it did for decades. Their group, the Muhlenberg County Alliance for Progress, is working with a local high school and community college to develop vocational training and other careers, like nursing and welding, trying to give younger generations the kind of economic mobility they once had in the coal industry. The Rogers family, too, is considering steps to make their business a little less dependent on coal. Just down the road from the active mine that's upping its production for exports is another one of their properties. 2,000 acres that were once stripped bare for a coal mine, but have since been reclaimed and planted with grass, alfalfa, and clover. On a recent visit, we spot birds, butterflies, and a coyote roaming green fields. And, Jim Rogers says, there are other people interested in this land, including a solar company. John Rogers says coal will always be a part of Muhlenberg County. But if someone wants to build a solar energy farm on top of this old mine, he'd welcome that too.
What better place for it to spring up than right here on reclaimed ground, where you can see the Paradise power plant in the distance right there? You know, what better place for the next era, you know, next step?
For Here and Now, I'm Chris Bentley.
I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where paradise lays? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late and ask me.
You're listening to Here and Now.
Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.